Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A good Friday to everybody listening. We're Grant and Danny, and you're locked into The Fan. We got a pair of tickets to go see the Caps on Monday. You can win at 3 o'clock, 57 minutes from now, right here on G&D. Danny, how's that Friday working out for you?
Oh, I've had a busy day, my friend. Coached some baseball this morning, played some tennis with friends also this morning, sliced the hell out of my right thumb trying to eat leftovers. We got takeout last night. Buddy came over. We had Chinese takeout for Peter Chang's, by the way, which is a 10, Miss Davis, a 10. But I'm getting the leftovers, and I finished the package. You know, it's one of those plastic ones, so it's not like the vertical ones. It's the big plastic dish, you know, the kind of thing I'm talking about?
Sure.
With the plastic top. And I'm pushing it down in the garbage because it, like, takes a lot of space, and it sliced in half and just ripped my thumb apart. And I yelled a bunch of curse words in a row, and my kids heard.
That's very painful.
And then I came into the station, and then Aaron Rodgers talked a lot. That's pretty much my day so far.
We'll get to Aaron Rodgers in a second. You said you were playing with friends. Does that mean you guys are up to doubles now? Are you doing two-on-two?
Did some doubles today.
You're kidding.
So the reason I didn't want public where I was playing is I was worried what has happened was going to happen. The place caught on, and now I had to become a member. I had to pay for it.
You're a member?
I'm a member.
You want to say where you're a member?
It's not that important either way. I'm happy to do it. I play tennis at the St. Albans Tennis Center.
Hey, he plays at St. Albans, everybody.
I do.
Previously, that was a very dumpable offense on this show.
Well, I was worried they would figure it out, and it took months, but they figured it out, and I now have to pay for the time.
Did you play with any celebrities today?
No celebrities.
Sometimes there are actors over there playing.
Occasionally. Woody Harrelson apparently was there a different time. I was there at the same time he was a few weeks ago. And
so
apparently
there's
came
enough
back.
People at the court that you just had a pickup game? Like, how are these people there?
These are friends.
Noon.
Friends. Different people have different schedules.
Wow.
You and I have a weird work schedule, as you know. Like,
slightly.
We work in the afternoons, not in the mornings.
Not that weird.
So
home at 7, out
one
of the house
friend
at 11.
Who's there, she runs a catering business, so she works at different times. Another is works for a nonprofit who didn't have to work today for some reason. Just we ended up sort of making it happen.
So you're Sampras and Agassi in this thing up.
I mean, basically, as soon as I had to pay, I was like, I'm hounding everybody to play all the time. I'm getting my money's worth.
Well, we got to start with Aaron Rodgers because he just did an interview that spanned close to 40 minutes. It's the first time he's talked since we found out that he had COVID and that he wasn't vaccinated and may not have been following the protocols. And there's a lot of question as to whether or not the league is going to have to do anything. And it was just a stunning 40 minutes of his analysis on vaccines and on particularly the vaccines for COVID that many of his teammates took. And we don't need to wade through all of the comments. Some of them are particularly amazing. But what I think is most relevant to this show and to sports talk radio and to what we do is the fact that he did confirm that while he followed almost every single protocol that the unvaccinated players are supposed to follow, there were some that he didn't follow because he didn't agree with them. And I'm paraphrasing, but he said that he thinks most of the protocols put in place for unvaccinated players were not about science at all, but were a witch hunt and an opportunity to shame players who didn't get vaccinated. Whether you agree with that or not, whether Danny and I agree with that or not, really isn't that important. You and I did go on record a couple different times, though, and say that for the league, this was primarily about getting as many players vaccinated as possible for good reason. And because of that, they decided that they were going to make it as hard as possible for players to play this season if they weren't vaccinated. So that does feed somewhat into Rodgers' point, although they would disagree, I bet, on the science, that he says a lot of the things they're doing are anti-science and just about shaming. They did want to get players vaccinated, and so they went with a policy that essentially made it really, really hard for you to live a non-miserable existence if you didn't get vaccinated.
Yeah, the way that Rodgers and several others have chosen, which is your right, is pretty miserable. That was their point. That was their point. They went with both the carrot and the stick. The carrot was, you don't have to get tested years often. You don't have to sit and wait in your car for 30 minutes while we process your test results. You can go out to dinner with your teammates on the road. You could live your life as normally as possible to incentivize these things. And if you didn't take the incentives, everything you had to do last year, the giant pain in the butt, you got to do that again. Agree with the rule, disagree with the rule. I don't care. If you don't like the rule, petition to get it changed.
Which he did, for the record.
Absolutely. It is your right as a player. It's your right as a citizen. You don't like the rule that's being imposed upon you, petition to have it changed. I'm not talking about the merits of the rule, the rules in place. Here's what we know. He flouted the rules. He violated them because he didn't agree with them. Again, you're allowed to not agree.
And he said he followed almost every rule, but the rules that he said that he didn't abide were mask-related as it pertained to being on the sideline and as it pertained to being at the podium. Now, we're just taking him at his word. I can't tell you if those are actually the only times that he didn't follow the rules. I mean, if you are operating under the precedent that it's okay not to follow those rules because you disagree with them, I don't know why you would be 100% in following every other rule that you disagreed with. But he basically made it seem like he didn't follow those rules because they would have publicly outed him. And he thought by having to wear a mask on the sideline, everyone then would have known that he was unvaccinated, and he called it a witch hunt, and that basically he would have gotten in a lot of trouble, and that he would have been canceled, as he said a couple times, and that he would have been outed, so to speak. And he thought those rules were essentially to out him. So wherever he could deceive might be too strong of a word, but act like he was vaccinated publicly by not wearing a mask, he basically did that. So here is the question then, Danny. And again, there's 40 minutes of content and analysis, and there's some really amazing declarations. I mean, he consulted in Joe Rogan, and he's taking medicine that Joe Rogan told him to take, and all kinds of different things that I'm sure will make the rounds all day long, all over the country. But I think relevant to us is, does he get in trouble or not? We had Zabe on a couple days ago, who does a morning radio show in Milwaukee. He actually filled in with Nick Ashew today in middays here on The Fan. And he didn't think that Rodgers or the Packers would get in any trouble. Rodgers, in this interview today, said, number one, the Packers knew every step of the way that I was unvaccinated. All my teammates knew. Everyone in the building knew. The team is completely understood my situation.
Mm-hmm.
He's also admitted that he didn't follow all the rules. Can you just fine him? I mean, is it good enough if the league comes out and says, hey, he didn't wear a mask, here's $50,000 or whatever? I mean, there are some people saying he might end up getting suspended for this. The only people that I really care about are all of the players who got vaccinated begrudgingly and have followed all these rules that had to do that. And it's not just a football thing. Normally we say, well, let's not compare the NFL to our jobs. It's different. But there are people all over the country who are doing things that they don't necessarily want to do, that are a pain in the butt, that may not agree with the rules every single day. That's how society works. You might think it's okay to drive 67 miles an hour on I-95, but the speed limit's 55, so you keep it a little bit lower. I mean, imagine if we just always operated like that. Like, hey, this is a rule, but I don't think it's actually based in science. My opinion is it's based for this reason, so I'm going to just not follow it. That's not how it works. So should he be in trouble, or the Packers? Should anybody get in trouble?
Absolutely. And it is awkward. I mean, it is. This is an awkward thing. The league, you know, you could see how they've handled this, obviously very different circumstances, but how they've handled this Deshaun Watson thing by not handling it. They've handled it by ignoring it and just sort of waiting. Here, you've got to do something. Again, it's not about how...
What if they don't do anything? Is that an option?
It
Now, he challenged them. He challenged Alan Sills, who runs their medical department. I mean, he challenged a lot of their information, their science. He went hard in the paint.
No, like, he was throwing elbows.
Is there any way they could just kind of act like that never happened?
And sort of treat, hey, the fact that you have to miss this game because of the protocol is enough. They're gonna or they could fine the Packers nominally for allowing this to go on in their facility. It's like the NCAA has to do, you know, like if you are Grant Paulson College and you have to self-report to me, the NCAA, and if I find out you didn't do enough, I come down and I punish you even more. I would imagine some nominal fine is going to happen, and they're going to hope this goes away because they don't want a lot of these conversations to be happening in other buildings. Because here's the realistic thing. You know, the NFL is well over 90% in terms of vaccinations among the players. That still leaves 120, 130, 140, who knows how many exactly that are supposedly in Aaron Rodgers' boat who've been going through a pain in the ass for months just to practice, just to you know, get on the team plane, to do all these other kinds of things. And Rodgers has sometimes done it, sometimes not. Well, he disagrees with this one. You still have to do it. I'm sorry. It sucks. You have a choice. And every second of every day, you have a choice, opt in or opt out. You want to opt out? Godspeed. Go host Jeopardy. Go, you know, play in Lava Rocks with Shailene. Do what you want. But everybody else has had to follow these protocols religiously, and they're a pain in the butt. That's kind of by design. So the NFL's rules, whether you want to debate them or not, that's adorable. I don't care. The rules are on the books, and everyone else had to follow them. If they don't do something, then how could you look the other 120, 130, 140 guys who aren't vaccinated in the face and say, you guys have to follow the rules too?
Yeah, and I think one thing I want to get ahead of before you guys fill up the Gambit DC listener lines, because we do want to take calls and we do want to get opinions on whether or not the league should do something and what a punishment that would be fair should be. I know Danny has no interest, and I'll just speak for myself. I don't really care what anybody thinks about the NFL rules for the vaccinations, okay? We talked about that when those rules came out. You can go back and find the podcast. We took calls on if they were fair and reasonable or not. We're past that. The rules are the rules, okay? It's just like when we talk about players getting suspended for smoking weed. I personally think if a player goes home to their house who, for their mental or physical health, feels better off and is able to better get to work pain-free the next day by smoking a joint, they should be allowed to do that. The league rules for many, many years prohibited it. You knew the rules. So when Trent Williams tests positive and misses four games and puts his team at a disadvantage, my takeaway was never, well, poor Trent Williams, he should be allowed to do that. That could be a thought as an aside, but my point was always, you know you're getting tested. Uh-huh. You know you're not allowed to do it.
It's a dumb rule. It's still the rule.
Somehow, hundreds of people, as you said, hundreds of players in the league, but it's not just players. It's coaches. Mm-hmm. It's personnel. By the way, coaches, many of them did this or they were going to lose their jobs. I know that the coaches were told, especially low-ranking coaches, hey, there's no real wiggle room on this. You want to be here this season, you got to do this. They're all watching now to see what the league does because this guy, who has proven himself to be arguably the best quarterback of his era, right there with Tom Brady, one of the best players who's ever lived at his position, clearly either thought he was just kind of above the law or decided, well, whatever happens, happens. I probably won't get in trouble, and if I do, I'll deal with it then. Now, he says, I followed all of the protocols a couple times in the interview, but then says occasionally, except
for, yeah.
And points out, what everyone has, which is you're not masked up on the sideline when you're not in the game during the preseason. And again, you can point out hypocrisy or silliness, or maybe you're on Aaron Rodgers' side. And maybe you say, well, he shouldn't have had to. That's not the point. A lot of other players are doing these things and didn't knowingly break those rules. So he has now challenged the NFL. And the NFL has a choice. They either do something about it or they let it slide. And if they let it slide, why would anyone follow these protocols and rules the rest of the season? That's kind of why I think they have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought was,
I think it's going to be a fine.
A fine, but is it a fine that's a huge deal, or is it a fine to say that you did something?
Second one. I think it's going to be nominal, in the grand scheme of things.
But then what is to prohibit players the rest of this season from saying, well, I don't agree with your science either, so I'm going to do the Aaron Rodgers plan.
Precisely.
I'll do the things that I think I should be doing, based on the information I have from my conversations with guys that used to host Fear Factor and do podcasts, and not what you guys think. And you can't get mad at me other than this fine because there's a precedent for it now.
Well, if we've learned anything from the NFL and this investigation of the WFT, and by the way, the NFL didn't turn stuff over to Congress. Yesterday was the deadline. They didn't turn stuff over. We're going to figure out the next step here. I'm fascinated by that. I can't wait to see how that unfolds.
Yeah, so we know for a fact that's now reported.
Liz Clark and Matthew Parrish both, I saw report
turned
that.
Nothing over to Congress.
As far as we can tell, yeah.
Wow.
So, but the lesson learned for me there about how the league does things is they're not out front. They're still reactionary. It's still a slow reactionary body. That's not that when they try to get out front of stuff, swings and misses an awful lot. They miss the mark. So I think they're not going to realize what they'll have on their hands. They'll fine the Packers, for the sake of argument, $100,000 for protocol violations repeatedly under there that they've now been discovered, or by Aaron Rodgers' admission. They'll tacitly sort of do that. They'll fine Aaron Rodgers $50,000 for protocol violations. He's going to already miss a game. They're hoping it's going to go out of sight, out of mind, because he's not going to play this weekend. That's the benefit they have of this. And they know, or they're going to bet on, I think, this is my prediction. Our news cycle moves so unbelievably fast. This league each week provides astounding amounts of drama, up and down, reactions. Everything is crazy. What we knew 10 days ago, we don't know anymore about the league. Everything changes so quickly. They're going to count on the fact that something will happen. Something will push this out. People won't worry about it. Aaron Rodgers will quietly come back in time for a game 2 or 3 weeks.
But there's no quietly coming back. He's supposed to return the night before. He's eligible to come off of the COVID list. They would be hosting the Seahawks on November 14th in 9 days from now. So he's out this weekend against the Chiefs, which, by the way, I cannot wait to see how Jordan Love looks against Kansas City.
It's going to be
such an unbelievable chapter to this whole storyline with Rodgers and the Packers. I don't know if what just happened, this interview he did, that isn't just going to be the talk of sports. It'll be the talk of, you know, political platforms in the country all day long. I mean, he will be the number one name written about, discussed in the nation from now until the end of the night. He's not going to play on November 7th. He's scheduled back on the 13th. If he comes back and plays on November 14th, then you're talking about that entire week being about that as well. So the league won't be in the clear and out of this until maybe like 15 days from now. You know, right around the 20th, when they ramp up for what would be his second game back. And that's now 3 weeks away. But here's the question for you at 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny. He just talked right before we went on the air, which is why we're starting the show with it today. And he confirmed that he didn't follow all the rules. And he said it was because, in his opinion, the rules didn't make sense, that they were less about science and more about shaming him. Regardless of why he didn't follow the rules or what you think about that, he said he didn't do it. Everybody's going to see that quote. What should the NFL do now? 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh. I really felt like at the time there was a time and a place for sharing of information. It was such a witch hunt. They wanted to out and shame and denigrate every single person who didn't immediately say, oh, yeah, I got the, you know, Pfizer, I got the Moderna, whatever. I wanted it to go away. Everyone in the squad knew I was not vaccinated. Everyone in the organization knew I wasn't vaccinated. I wasn't hiding it from anybody. I was trying to minimize and mitigate having to have this conversation that would go on and on. And there were people in the media who somehow found out about it and been sitting on it for a couple months. So it wasn't like this thing was just hidden until this week. Like, people knew it and they sat on it. At some point, I knew I was going to have to discuss it. And, you know, I was ready to discuss it.
Aaron Rodgers says the situation I'm in should be a conversation, not a controversy. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're going to go to the phones.
Here we go.
Put your bathing suit on. We're jumping in.
We're waiting in.
Now, here is the ground rule again. This is a sports show. We're talking about this from the perspective of the NFL rules in place for Aaron Rodgers that he broke. Should he be punished? Should he not be punished? If he's not punished and that precedent is set, what will prohibit players from breaking the rules when they don't agree with them in the future on COVID protocols? And if he is punished, what should the punishment be? Danny, you go first.
So to me, this is, I think what's in the CBA, or not CBA, but what's agreed to in the protocols is only a fine for this. But a big part of this is Aaron Rodgers saying, I disagree with the protocols.
Yeah.
So I wonder, okay, well, then can we go outside the protocols to suspend you or fine you? So to me, this should be a significant fine for him and an even bigger fine for the team, frankly, because they enabled all of this. I know it's inconvenient, and I'm sorry that it's inconvenient. Them's the rules. Here they are. You want to opt out? Opt out. You want to not play? You're more than welcome to not play. If you'd like to do the thing that you are getting paid millions of dollars to do, go through the adversity like everybody else, even the stuff you disagree with. There's plenty. Every one of us, you, me, Darius, Ryan, everyone listening to the show, we got to do things that we disagree with. You just do. And if it's too much for you, seriously, if it's too much for you, you quit. And you weigh your options and you balance, you make an educated decision. Or you try to change the rule. He's welcome to try to petition and change rules, get the other players involved, do what he wants. He flouted them. He violated the rules. The fairness part of this is what matters to me most for the other guys that are in his boat for different teams that have absolutely had to follow the rules. He needs to be fined in a major way. I'd probably, instinctively for me, go $100,000.
I went and covered the All-Star festivities in Colorado. And to get my credential and to get the field access that I needed to do shows, and to be able to sit in the dugout and do interviews during the Futures game, I had to prove that I was vaccinated. There were no times before that, and that was in July of this summer, where I have had to prove vaccination and or be vaccinated to do something. There have been a plethora of times now in my career since. A lot of you, I'm sure, can relate, who are on the phones and or listening. If you're doing what you're told you have to do, whether you are happy to do it or you're doing it reluctantly, and someone else gets to do the same things as you while just saying, no, I'm not going to do that, there's no real point in you following those rules if they don't then get in trouble and there aren't consequences. So I think something has to happen. I would say a fine as well. I would say 75 grand or something like that. It's got to be something that is prohibitive of other players following Rodgers' lead now moving forward. Because his whole point is, yeah, I didn't do it. I didn't agree with it. I just come back to, what if that was what you told a police officer when they stopped you when you were doing something you weren't supposed to be doing?
It shouldn't be 25 here. I can do 45 easy. Okay.
Hey, why'd you do that? Well, I understand the law. I get the rule. I broke the rule. I think the rule's a bad rule. And I've actually done a lot of research. I got a couple hundred sheets of paper I could show you that say, your rule's a dumb rule. It's not how it works. Kevin's in Arlington. Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Hey, guys. You know, the narcissism of this guy, you know, he does three Jeopardy shows, and all of a sudden he's a world expert on everything. It's just unbelievable to me. Look, if Trent Williams can get four games for smoking a doobie, what Rodgers has done and the way he's embarrassed the league by being so out in front leading with his chin for 40 minutes, daring them to do something. I think the only thing that's protecting him from a lengthy suspension is that he's Aaron Rodgers and that he plays for a marquee franchise that's headed to, you know, a deep playoff run. But honestly, it's not – I don't even care what the fine is. The fine will probably be in the form of game checks missed, and it will be – I'll be stunned if it's less than four games. And the other side of this is if Mark Murphy and the management of Green Bay were complicit with this, you know, cover-up for flouting the protocols, it's got to be a first-round draft pick.
I mean, so we haven't even talked about the Packers part of this. He says they knew. And while he was not following all the protocols,
that's a good point.
They hadn't done anything. Should the team be in trouble? I say no. Don't penalize the team. Penalize the player who broke the rules. Kevin's point, though, is they knew he was unvaccinated, and they weren't doing anything about it when he was violating the rules. I mean, the Raiders got in big trouble when they had players out and about at some party last year. Remember?
Yeah.
That was the team. That wasn't just the players. Aaron's in Warrington on Grant and Danny. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, buddy?
So I agree with Danny 100% here. I think that they're going to do a nominal slap on the hand for both Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. But I think one of the points that Aaron Rodgers is going to benefit from is I think there's a whole undertone, an underground group that are pretending that they're following the rules at work and in other places, but they're really not. But there's a cover-up way to do it because they secretly disagree with whatever the policies and the rules are. And that the NFL is just one example of that. And there's a lot of people that hear him out on that. And I think he has an audience for that.
Interesting. So basically, yeah. It's like for appearances, you follow them where as best you can as need be.
I guarantee you that's the case with a lot of teams, with a lot of individuals, right? Where they're going, 90% of these guys are vaccinated. Everybody in the staff and the building is. I'll go through the motions. When I pass in front of the area where there are people,
yeah.
I'll throw my mask
on, honestly,
but when I'm
like,
doing something else.
I don't even know at this point like what our policy is supposed to be, like when we leave here to go to the bathroom. You get what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
I'm not putting on a mask every time I walk out of here. There's no one in the hallway. We don't really interact with people. There's very few people in the building. Am I violating the protocol at that point? Possibly. I'm not really sure.
Now, I'll tell you this.
I got a mask in my bag. I know this. I went to eat lunch today at Circa before the show.
Uh-huh.
When I went over there to pick up food, I had to put a mask on to walk in.
Sure.
Wore my mask, walked out. I know that's a policy that they care about.
So I'll tell you this. If it was public knowledge, all the staff here had sat down and heard what the 100% policy was from management, and we were in danger of being fined and suspended,
yeah, oh,
and we're
going
to miss shows. What is your rule? Let me tattoo it on my arm like Guy Pearce in Memento. I'll follow the stupid rule because I value this thing.
Yeah, and if you get in trouble if you don't do it,
yeah.
and you get fined, then yeah, tell me what to do and I'll do it right now. Let's go to Brandon in Atlanta. Brandon, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Like I told the producer, I feel like investigative journalism has failed, and it's been failing for quite some time. He said this back in August, as far as the immunization. No one took that key word, immunization, and tried to investigate if he was vaccinated or not. Now let's go back to when this same airway was dogging the football team for being 60% vaccinated. All the NFL cared about was getting to that 85% threshold. So Aaron Rodgers wasn't wrong until he came up with a positive test. Now he comes up with a positive test. Oh, now let's pull this tape from August. Like he say, they've been sitting on this information. And that's what these people do. And that's exactly what this country is turning into. I know we're not getting political, but at the same time, all of this stuff is linked together.
So I try to put myself, thanks, Brandon, into the shoes of the people at the press conference. Because what he said can be taken as... I'm not smart enough to know what the definition of immunized means versus vaccinated. If I was standing there and he said that, would my radar have gone up, little antenna out of the back of my head to go, well, are you vaccinated or not?
Yeah, you specifically said something else that wasn't the word.
You're right, though, if someone just followed up and said, are you vaccinated, he would have had to answer the question. And we would have found out right then and there. But, you know, again, I wasn't part of, like, the we have to know every single player and ask. I asked you one time, I'm like, how do we feel about all these guys being asked
about their vaccination status? And I said then, I'll say it now, status? Very uncomfortable.
Yeah, so uncomfortable. So this idea of, like, are you vaccinated? I'm immunized. And then we're going to follow up. And to me, it became clear who's vaccinated and who isn't based on who's wearing masks out publicly and who isn't. And that Rogers' point was, that's why they were making me wear the mask, so everyone would know that I wasn't vaccinated, and they could shame me, and I wasn't going to play along.
Here's what I will say. The I just want to be left alone part of that, I can actually empathize with. And I know that's not going to be very popular, but I think we saw what happened to, you know, whether it was Kyrie Irving, Kirk Cousins, or otherwise, you know, just the constant, whether the Twitterati or whoever else, ridiculing you, going over the top, whatever. And what's happening to Aaron Rodgers now, mentally, he wanted to avoid all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he kept up appearances or something to that effect to give the illusion. I know that's not – what I'm saying right now is not going to be popular. I can actually empathize with that, not wanting to get screamed at.
Let's go to Patrick in Ashburn on Grant and Danny. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, buddy?
Hope all is well. I salute Aaron Rodgers. For doing this, but Roger Goodell's probably been talking to the White House, and this can't happen with who's ruling right now.
Thank you for the call. You're doing a political bit. I don't think the White House will be involved in whether or not Aaron Rodgers gets suspended.
Can you imagine Joe Biden says to stop what he's doing? Go to the podium real quick.
He goes, hey, Roger, you got to suspend this guy. I don't think that's a thing. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Brian in Virginia. Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Yeah. Oh, hi. Good. Thanks, guys. I lucked into meeting Aaron Rodgers one time in Green Bay, and honestly, he's a super nice guy.
Phone's breaking terrible.
Up. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry about that. Let's go to Mike in Reston on the Fan. Mike, should Aaron Rodgers get in any trouble, or should the league move along here?
I think the Packers are the most culpable in this, honestly. It's their responsibility to enforce the rules of the league, whether Rodgers agrees to it or not. The reason they let him do this is because they were trying so hard to get him back in the building this summer. The league set a precedent last year with fines when it came to coaches wearing masks on the sidelines. They slapped a bunch of coaches with $100,000 fines and the teams with $250,000 fines just for not wearing the masks properly. They're going to come down. They have to come down hard on this. The NFL cares more about PR than anything.
So you think the teams, see, this is the second. Yeah, I haven't thought about the team part of it, but he thinks the team should have to pay the price in some way.
Absolutely. Team enforcement, to me, is where this is. And they didn't want to deal with it because it's Aaron Rodgers and you need your quarterback, and there was already friction and dramatics and everything else.
We can get into the team side of this later in the show, because I think that might actually be worth discussing. Should the Packers have any kind of a punishment, and what would be reasonable and fair and not excessive? If they are punished, we could do that later on. Next huge weekend in the NFL, there are actual football games to be played. You only get to watch one on the bye week. Let's say you got to get a lot done around the house. You got some honeydews on the list. You got some errands to run. What one game are you watching this weekend? That's next on Grant and Danny as we get ready for a bye week on a Football Friday on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
O'clock, we got Caps tickets. They could be yours in 13 minutes on Grant and Danny. Mark Ross, NFL Network at that time. And we want to get some insight on what happens now for the Washington football team. Because remember, the league gave them, Congress gave the league and the football team a date to comply with. I don't know exactly what they're asking for, but they want paperwork on the Wilkinson investigation report, essentially. That deadline was yesterday. Reports in the Washington Post and the Washington Times today are the NFL gave Congress nothing.
From Matthew Paris, the Rottweiler, the NFL did not meet Congress's November 4th deadline to turn over documents related to the WFT investigation. Representative Carol Maloney said the following. Commissioner Goodell said the NFL will cooperate with Congress. We expect him to make good on that promise by producing the documents requested. That deadline came and went. Again, they did not meet it yesterday. So basically, bluff called. What are you going to do? Return serve.
So now what? And I don't know. This is not a wheelhouse subject for me. You know, constitutional oversight and what they're able to get and, out of Congress and what they're not. I want to talk about football. I want to talk about whether or not they should run a 3-4 or 4-3 and, you know, who they should target in the passing game. But Amy Dash will join us. She is our legal analyst at Odyssey. And we'll get to the bottom of what Congress can now do. What the NFL with the football team can do as a response. You'll want to hear that at 4:30, about 90 minutes after we give away those Caps tickets at the top of the hour. All right, Danny, we are closing in on the start of week 9 in the NFL. We had last night's first game to kick it off, and then Sunday, all kinds of impressive matchups, teams that need games. You get to watch one. What are you watching?
Well, this is probably a little bit too easy, given how we started the show, all the dramatics and everything behind it, but it's Green Bay, Kansas City. The level, I mean, it's not the best game. I think Tennessee and Rams are two of the best teams in the sport. Cleveland and Cincinnati are both must-watch games. But the backdrop of what's going on in Green Bay, with everything, all the dramatics of the offseason, all the Aaron Rodgers might retire, Aaron Rodgers might force a trade, no one's going anywhere, how ticked off he is this a last dance kind of a tour? The team took Jordan Love. That pissed him off. Jordan Love is playing. Oh, by the way, the other part of this is the Chiefs are in desperate need of a W, have looked terrible themselves. This is the most must-watch regular season game, really, since, honestly, Brady went back to New England. But it's on that level for me in terms of my eyeballs will be peeled open, staring at every sight that game has to offer.
Would have been my answer, but you zigged, so I'll zag. I'm going to go with Sunday Night Football, Titans-Rams. 6-2 Tennessee, 7-1 L.A., the Titans on Sunday Night Football will make their debut Derrick Henry-less. The rest of this season, they will be playing sans the MVP of that offense and the guy that makes the entire organization go, basically. I think the world of Mike Vrabel as a head coach, I think they've got an excellent coaching staff around him in general, but they're about to get tested in a way that they just have not been over the last couple of years. Henry is an eraser for them. He really masks deficiencies. He's duct tape. He keeps a lot of stuff together when it's going badly. They got to play this first game against one of the best teams in football. In fact, yesterday we asked the question, if you had to put money on a team to win the Super Bowl right now, who would you put money on? I took the Bucs. You took the 7-1 Rams.
I took the Rams.
They got to play them. And one other reason I'm going to like this game, watch this game, this will be my must-see game of the weekend, Adrian Peterson show. What he did when he was called off of his couch in Washington a couple years ago blew me away.
Same.
Now, it's been 3 years since we saw that guy doing anything meaningful in D.C., but I don't doubt, I don't root against, I don't expect anything other than for him to exceed expectations. He's got this Ovechkin kind of deal to him where I just imagine he's been working out harder than anybody in the NFL the last couple months waiting for the phone to ring. Now, I don't think he's going to go out and run for a buck 20 this weekend. We saw him with the Lions last year, and he was like, you know, 9 carries for 33 yards. But this is a great offensive line. This is a team that's committed to a power running scheme. If he gets
fits him well,
17, 18 carries for like 75, 80 yards this weekend, how cool would that be?
So the other part is Tennessee's defense, it doesn't look great on paper. They've given up some big point totals here and there. So I think they're in the teens or maybe around 20 in terms of points allowed. But they've been frisky here of late, forcing some turnovers, 2 straight games with 3 turnovers forced. They've been getting after the quarterback, Harold Landry, among the league leaders in sacks. They can make a play or two. They're not great. It's not a juggernaut. But again, I think they're super well coached. Tannehill more, you know, works off the play action with a couple good receivers in Brown and Julio Jones. You're 100% right. They're going to be tested. They're going to have to morph their identity on the fly. I think Vrabel is outstanding. I think he's one of the best coaches in this sport. He now is getting tested because you're right. The safety blanket of what are we going to do? Hand it to Derrick Henry 30 times. We don't have that anymore.
Couple games I'm sneaky intrigued by too. Patriots, Panthers, both teams are 4-4. Someone will be over 500 when it's done. New England's coming on like gangbusters, but Carolina gets McCaffrey back, I think, this weekend. Remember how good they were before they originally lost him. If he plays and if they are closer to full health on offense, be intriguing to see if they can rebound. And then the other game's Cardinals 49ers, which sounds lopsided, but there's a chance Kyler Murray either won't be 100% or might not play. San Francisco could play their way right back into the playoff mix with an upset win if they're playing against Colt McCoy in Arizona.
We also didn't touch on Cleveland-Cincinnati. Both teams desperately need that one.
We can ask Mark Ross about that game from NFL Network next. We've also got Caps tickets, top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.